This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Part 2, Dimensions of Faith, Iman, Chapter 1, The Reality of Faith, Iman. In the previous two chapters of Part 1, we presented why we must know our Lord and the methods to acquire knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the three effective methods, observation, logic, and revelation. In this chapter, we need to bring into light the relevant subject, that is, nature and reality of faith. However, we need to emphasize that the manifestation of the intended sound knowledge of Allah is that it must lead to faith, iman, certainty, yaqeen, and conviction. The verb know in know your Lord must reflect that the purpose of acquiring knowledge of Allah is not just to develop recognition. Instead, knowledge must lead to unshakable certainty, yaqeen, about Allah's divine existence and absolute affirmation through our actions. Consequently, we will strive to always display our heart's inner attestation in actions and sayings, because faith must manifest virtuous actions. The nature and reality of the increase in faith, iman, is a process that brings with the heart, followed by the tongue, and then the limbs. Therefore, it is essential to understand faith, iman, as a concept before developing an action plan to draw nearer to our Lord. Just to reiterate, we are not discussing the six articles of faith, arkan al-iman, but instead we are explaining the nature and reality of faith as a path to establish perfect certainty, yaqeen, and submission to our Lord. The first condition of the universal declaration of faith, shahada, is awareness of our Lord with basic knowledge. Affirming his role in our lives negates ignorance and begins the path to certainty, yaqeen, then to acceptance and compliance. We must carry out our submission and compliance with certainty, truthfulness, and love. The process begins with knowledge and follows with action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "So be firm in your knowledge, O Muhammad, that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, and seek forgiveness for your sin and for the sin of the believing men and women. And Allah knows of your movement during the daytime or in this world, and your resting place during the night or in the hereafter." In this statement, faith, iman, is portrayed with awareness of the most basic knowledge of our Lord. Know that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. Action follows in seeking forgiveness, which is an action of the heart, and disavowal of ignorance by changing the action of the limbs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, "And those they invoke besides him do not possess power of intercession, shafa'ah, but only those who testify to the truth can benefit, and they know." This verse, ayah, refers in part to angels who may intercede with Allah and mention to Allah the merits of believers while he already has knowledge of them. The believers are described as those who testify to monotheism, tawheed, the unique divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while they know with their hearts, and finally, they pronounce its meaning with their tongues. Hence, faith, iman, is not a mere testification in the heart, but is a process that entails many aspects of securing certainty, yaqeen. Not every Muslim who submits to Allah always has strong faith, iman. Yet, there are still Muslims under the fold of Islam. This is explained by understanding that Islam and faith have subtle differences. We hope that knowing our Lord goes beyond recognizing Him and becomes knowing with a certainty, yaqeen, of faith. The relationship between Islam and faith. The true meaning of Islam is to submit to Allah, obey His commands, and perform outward actions as a Muslim. Hence, Islam is associated with external symbols, actions, or deeds of the limbs. Faith, Iman, is a set of beliefs instilled in the hearts manifested by Islam as an active submission. Faith, Iman, is the panorama of beliefs revealed in the implementation of Islam. Several pieces of evidence emphasize the vital distinctions between Islam and faith if they are cited in the same context. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "The Bedouins say, 'We have believed.' Say, 'You have not yet believed,' but say instead, 'We have submitted.' For Iman has not yet entered your hearts. And if you obey Allah and His Messenger, He will not deprive you from your deeds of anything. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful." The Prophet ﷺ also differentiated between Islam and faith, Iman, as is reported in a well-known narration, hadith, called the Hadith of Jibril, Gabriel. The angel Jibril, alayhi salam, appeared in the guise of a traveler and asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "What is Islam?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "To worship Allah alone and none else, to perform the prayers, salah, to pay the obligatory charity, zakah, and to observe sawm, fasts, according to Islamic teachings, during the month of Ramadan." Jibril, Gabriel, alayhi salam, also asked, "O Messenger of Allah, what is faith, Iman?" He sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "Faith is to believe in Allah, His angels, the meeting with Him, His messengers, and books, and to believe in resurrection." Faith, Iman, has inherent qualities of certainty, yaqeen, and conviction in the heart, which guard and protect the Muslims. Having submitted in Islam does not necessitate the deep germination of faith, Iman, that secures one's heart. Amir bin Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu reported from his father that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam distributed some wealth among some people, and Sa'd radiallahu anhu was sitting among them. Sa'd radiallahu anhu said, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam left out some of them and did not give them anything, although they were better, more deserving in my view. I said, 'O Messenger of Allah, what about so and so? For by Allah, I think he is a believer.' The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, 'Or a Muslim.' I kept quiet for a while. Then what I knew got the better of me, and I said, 'O Messenger of Allah, what about so and so? For by Allah, I think that he is a believer.' The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, 'Or a Muslim.' I kept quiet for a while. Then what I knew got the better of me and said, 'O Messenger of Allah, what about so and so? For by Allah, I think that he is a believer.' The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, 'Or a Muslim. I may give to one man, although someone else is more beloved to me, for fear lest he be thrown on his face into the fire.'" This narration, hadith, tells us that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made a distinction between Islam and faith, Iman, as it related to conviction in the heart. Secondly, the narration, hadith, tells us that the trials of wealth may be unmitigated in the heart of a Muslim, while the individual with faith, Iman, can manage their affairs with dignity and moderation, even amongst the temptations of excess wealth. This material world has many tests which the believer is empowered to endure if they have knowledge of their Lord, who who guides their actions. Among the scholars, ulama, in the chain of narrators of the above narration, hadith, is Imam Zuhri, rahimahullah. He explained, "You have not yet believed, but say instead, we have submitted." We think that Islam is the uttering of the universal declaration of faith, shahada, or kalima, and faith, iman, is the action. Definition of faith. The value of faith, iman, and its significance as a benchmark for spiritual health is apparent from many statements of the companions, sahaba, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These statements also reflect their vigilant and careful treatment of their faith, iman. They would learn faith, iman, from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in good company. They understood that they might increase in faith, iman, by sitting with those who would increase them in knowledge or remembrance of Allah. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to invite the noble companions, sahaba, to sit together to increase their faith, iman. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said to Aswad bin Hilal radiallahu anhu, one of his companions, "Let us sit for a while so that we may dedicate that period of time to faith, iman. We must also tend to our faith, and we should begin with the correct concept of faith, iman, and then strive to hold it in our hearts. Faith, as understood by the three praised generations, as-salaf as-salih, is further discussed here. Faith, iman, is to attest, make tasdiq, and affirm, make iqrar, something, which leads to having the concrete belief, al-i'tiqad, al-jazim. The mark of having such firmness in the heart upon a belief is to comply and submit, and then engage in actions to attest to that faith, such as actively submitting to fulfill the commands of Allah in the five pillars of Islam, Arkan al-Islam. Furthermore, we must protect our attestation, tasdiq, from doubts and suspicions through the fidelity of intention, niyyah, before each action, amal. Actions that immediately follow the firmness of the heart are the statements of the tongue or the articulation of concrete belief. By uttering the universal declaration of faith, shahada, with the tongue, the actions upon attestation extend beyond that of the tongue to fingers, limbs, and the entire body. Bodily actions begin with sincere intention, niyyah, in the heart, followed by utterances of the tongue, and the actions of the rest of the body are facilitated by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faith, iman, increases through compliance and submission, and decreases due to not complying. This is the definition that was known by the four imams, Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, Malik, rahimahullah, Al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, and Ahmad, rahimahullah, and the scholars of the Sunnah, prophetic tradition, before and after them. Abdul Razzaq As-San'ani, rahimahullah, said, "I met 62 shuyukh, religious leaders. Amongst them were Ma'mar, Al-Awza'i, Al-Thawri, Al-Walid ibn Muhammad, Al-Qurashi, Yazid ibn As-Sa'ib, Hamad ibn Salama, Hamad ibn Zayd, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Shu'ayb ibn Harh, Waki' ibn Jarrah, Malik ibn Anas, ibn Abi Layla, Ismail ibn Ayash, Al-Walid ibn Muslim, and those I have not named. All of them said, faith consists of speech and action. It increases and decreases." Muhammad ibn Abi Hatim, rahimahullah, the scribe of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, said, "A month before his death, I heard al-Bukhari say, I have written narrations, a hadith, from 1,080 men. All of them reported narrations, a hadith. They all used to say, faith, iman, is statement and action. It increases and decreases. Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, brought the principle of the people of the Sunnah, prophetic tradition, and the community that the religion and faith, iman, consist of sayings and actions. The sayings of the heart and the tongue, and the actions of the heart, tongue, and limbs. Sheikh Al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, said, belief requires confirming that was preceded with the tongue in being totally sincere in every act of worship, whether it is a physical action, a verbal one, or a matter of belief. Ibn Abi Al-Izz Al-Hanafi, rahimahullah, said, Malik, Al-Shafi'i, Ahmad, Al-Awza'i, Ishaq, Ibn Rahawi, the scholars of Ahl al-Hadith and the scholars in Medina, may Allah bless them, as well as the Tahiris and a faction of theologians, think that faith, iman, is to affirm, to make tasdiq in the heart, profess with the tongue, and to act with the body, proceeding towards faith, iman. The caller to Islam, called da'i, calling for da'wah, must identify and understand the stages of awakening which an individual will move through from the place of ignorance until the place of concrete belief, al-i'tiqad al-jazm. Stages of awakening the heart. The heart must wake up from its state of heedlessness, since the heart is the first seat where faith, iman, begins. Faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with attestation, tasdiq, which evolves into definite affirmation, iqrar, which we call the heart's concrete belief, which together make the statement of the heart. 1. To know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first step that triggers. The heart typically develops attestation, thus leading to affirmation, when knowledge of the subject is made available. Hence, the first step towards the complete faith is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to approach that knowledge, ideally through learning His names and attributes. 2. We may first acquire the necessary knowledge to instill in the hearts the attestation and definite affirmation by employing our intellectual faculties to reflect upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. 3. By reflecting upon the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creation, we will conclude two key principles. The first is there must be a creator, and the second is that the creator's attributes and qualities must be superior to his creation. 4. The next step is to learn about the creator through his revelation and to formalize a means of following and organizing the heart, tongue, and limbs according to the revelation. 5. One believes in the statement of the heart without any shadow of doubt, suspicion, or uncertainty. One believes in the 6 articles of faith, Arkan al-Iman. One believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists as the Lord who created everything, the Sovereign, the Provider, and the Ruler. Our Lord has no equal or similitude to His divine essence, names, and attributes. He is the one to be worshipped and obeyed without any partners, and the only religion He will accept is submission to Him alone. This statement of the heart with attestation is the foundation of belief or faith. 6. The heart's definite affirmation may read as follows. Allah created me to worship and comply with His commands by implementing the 5 pillars of Islam, based on my firm belief in the 6 articles of faith. The statement of tongue, Iqrar al-Lisan. This is the articulation by the tongue of the universal declaration of faith. For the one who wishes to embrace Islam and can speak, it is one of the conditions for the correctness and validity of faith. 1. After developing the statement of the heart, through the employment of the intellectual capacity, one must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's revelation and signs to learn about the Creator, His names, attributes, actions, angels, jinn, books, messengers, the Day of Judgment, Yawm al-Qiyamah, and the predestination, al-Qadr. 2. One begins recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create the heavens, the earth, and the servant aimlessly. Instead, one becomes sure that there is a purpose left behind in this world, dunya, and there will be consequences to how they conduct their lives. 3. He begins to say to himself the following: I am in this world for a short while, and after I die, there will be paradise, Jannah, or hell, Jahannam. What does it take to save me from hell, Jahannam, and be admitted into paradise? 4. One responds to this query by turning to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the first of 5 pillars of Islam, Arkan al-Islam. This stage is the definitive affirmation of the tongue upon the universal declaration of faith. The action of the heart, tongue, and limbs. 1. In the next step, once the heart, which is the king of the body, is incited and mobilized to act, one will strive to become a good Muslim in this world, dunya, since it is the path to paradise. 2. One recognizes the compliance and submission to the commands of Allah, make him or her a true believer. 3. The heart begins to be sincere and truthful in adhering to the commands until it adheres due to love. 4. Once the heart is full of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, fear, and hope, it will mobilize the rest of the limbs to act, and the tongue will begin imploring and glorifying Allah. The rest of the bodily parts will comply as well. Protecting the stature of the heart. The stature of the heart is regarded as the foundation of our faith. One who believes must protect the heart from 3 defects. 1. Delusion. It is the state of the heart oppressed by falsehood, delusion, or an incomplete acceptance of the articles of faith, Arkan al-Iman. Illusion, al-wahm, is the inability to distinguish between what is real and what only seems to be real, often as a result of a disordered state of mind. In some cases, the heart completely lacks the knowledge of faith, Iman, which is the requisite for attestation and affirmation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Jews utter the following statements without any basis. And they say, none will enter paradise, Jannah, except one who is a Jew or a Christian. That is merely their wishful thinking. Say, produce your proof if you should be truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, but the Jews and Christians say, we are the children of Allah and His beloved. Say, then why does He punish you for your sins? Rather, you are human beings. From among those He has created, He forgives whom He wills, and He punishes whom He wills. And to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and whatever is in between them, and to Him is the final destination. These qualities of self-praise are hindrances from developing true faith, because they are an ignorance of the articles of faith. These are statements that deny the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and belie knowledge of one of the articles of faith, which is the accountability on the Day of Judgment. 2. Doubt, ashak. It is a state when the heart harbors attestation mixed with ignorance. An individual will question the articles of faith out of a disorderly understanding by the use of rhetoric, philosophy, and conjecture. This is not a foundation that will reach affirmation or concrete belief. Doubt is the mental confusion that occupies the heart. About the articles of faith, this can be in the form of partial rejection or intellectual critical doubts and pillars, such as belief in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Day of Judgment, or the predestination. Doubt can result in a denial if it proceeds untreated. The devastating danger of doubt is that it easily leads to sin and the normalization of prohibited, haram actions. In the state of doubt, the heart lacks the part which perfects attestation and establishes definite affirmation. Instead, the heart entertains doubts that hinder its ability to evolve to affirmation and al-i'tiqad al-jazm. The origin of doubt in a Muslim heart stems from learning monotheism, tawheed, from deviant sects that emphasize philosophical thoughts and have strayed from the Quran and Sunnah. To save the heart from doubts, one must acquire knowledge of monotheism through trustworthy sources, the Quran and Sunnah, and the explanation, tafsir, of these pieces of evidence by the righteous predecessors of the Muslim community, Ummah. There are many Quranic verses, ayat, stating that believers should abstain from doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Say, O Muhammad, shall I seek a judge other than Allah, while it is He who has sent down unto you the book, the Quran, explained in detail. Those unto whom we gave the scripture, the Tawrat, and the Injil, know that it is revealed from your Lord in truth. So be not you of those who doubt." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, "If you people have any doubt about what we have revealed to you about the Day of Judgment and other matters of belief, ask those who read the book that was revealed to the prophets who lived before you. The truth has certainly come to you from your Lord. Thus do not doubt it in your hearts." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, "The believers are only the ones who have believed in Allah and His messengers, and then doubt not, but strive with their properties and their lives in the cause of Allah. It is those who are the truthful." The essential knowledge of the religion is knowable, and those aspects of the articles of faith, arkan al-iman, which are unseen and unknowable, are not essential to the state of heart in which one recognizes the concrete belief. Those who accept the article of faith but have uncertainty with conjecture have fallen into an error of the heart involving the mixing of truth with falsehood. One still does not have firm, convincing beliefs regarding the articles of faith. His definite affirmation, iqrar, in the articles of faith may range from falling short of certainty to an almost complete lack of conviction or knowledge. An example of this is one says, "I do believe in the articles of faith, but still have some reservations." The individual then rationalizes missing components to resolve his doubts. This can have devastating consequences, because conjecture is a deviant methodology, not based on revealed evidence. The method and the conclusion based on conjecture may both be in opposition to the Quran and Sunnah, even if it arrives at some aspects of reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Verily, those who believe not in the hereafter, name the angels with female names, while they have no knowledge thereof. They follow but a guess, and verily, guess is no substitute for the truth." Allah also said, "And when it is said, lo, Allah's promise is the truth, and there is no doubt of the hour's coming, ye said, we know not what the hour is, we deem it not but a conjecture, and we are by no means convinced."